Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk to you about we preach the sovereignty of God. As soon as I say that, let me just tell you, we're climbing the Mount Everest of Scripture. This is really the bedrock doctrine. This is the cornerstone. This is the foundational truth. This is God's undisputed throne rights to govern all that He has created. This is God actively presiding over the universe, not being a mere passive spectator and letting everything just run on its own course, but that God is upon the throne and that God is exercising His sovereignty every moment of every day. What extraordinary comfort that this is for us as we are living in unprecedented days in which it seems like the world is in total chaos. How important it is for us to know that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that He is ruling over all. So as we consider the sovereignty of God, I want to set some headings before you that will help us think about your preaching on the sovereignty of God. And let me just say, even that word needs to be coming out of your mouth as you stand in the pulpit. You don't need to come up with code words for sovereignty and try to disguise it. Let it be known loud and clear that God is sovereign. So let me give you just some headings. The first would be supreme. God is supreme, or God is superior. That is to say that God is above and over all things, all people, all nations. Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all. Everyone is under the authority of God. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 15, He is, as I've already noted, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We could add to that, He is the Judge of Judges. He rules over all. Psalm 93, verse 1, just succinctly begins this way, the Lord reigns. That's an often repeated phrase in what we call the enthronement Psalms. It's also found in Psalm 96, verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. And we are to go to the mission field and declare the sovereignty of God. Surely it could be preached in our own churches. Psalm 97, verse 1, the Lord reigns. Let the earth tremble. Psalm 99, verse 1, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. This is to say, there is no such thing as luck. It's a pagan myth at best. There's no such thing as good luck or bad luck. There's only the reign of God. There's no such thing as blind fate. There's no such thing as good fortune. There is no such thing as an accident. There's no such thing as good karma, bad karma. Those are all just religious superstitions that have zero basis in reality in anything. They're just the figment of fallen minds and vain imaginations. The only thing that there is God upon His throne and God presiding over the universe. And as Romans 8:28 says, causing all things to work together for our good. In Ephesians 1, verse 11, it says, God works all things according to the counsel of His will. God has a different relationship to different things in his will. Sometimes many things he causes to happen, other things he allows to happen, but he controls all that does happen. God is superior. Psalm 115, verse 3. He does whatever he pleases. There's nothing being put out to vote. There's no survey among us about what God would like to do. God does all his good pleasure. Second would be the word predeterminer. All that God has chosen to do, he chose before the foundation of the world. God's not making this up as he goes. We're not on plan B or C or D. There's only one plan in the mind and the will of God, and that is plan A, and that was from all eternity past. The word predestined in Romans 8:29 and in Ephesians 1, verse 5, means, it's a Greek word, prorizo, which means that God has marked out the horizon. Out there, it's like the destination of a journey. God has already gone before us and marked out the destination. He's already predetermined the destination before the journey begins. It's a good Bible word. And so God has predetermined from before the foundation of the world. In Ephesians 1, verse 4, it says he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. But it's not just that he chose us to be saved. He also chose all the means by which we would be saved, when in history we would be born, who our parents would be, who would live next door to us, who would bring the gospel to us, what would be the circumstance, what would be the setting, where would we be? God has appointed not only the end of all things, but the means to the accomplishment of all things. He has appointed that we would pray. He has appointed that we would preach and witness. He has appointed that we would live a godly life to enhance the beauty of the gospel. Well, I need to stop here. We're going to pick this up in a part two. Obviously, when you talk about the sovereignty of God, you're just stepping out into the ocean, into a vast realm of the aspect of who God is. I look forward to reconvening with you as we'll pick this up in our next session. But you need to preach the sovereignty of God.